Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil. Good afternoon, Charlene.
Hi, everyone. Glad to be here.
Yes, it is wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, it really and truly is.
Charlene, tonight I wanted to discuss two things that I think are really pertinent today. So many of us are going through physical symptoms with which we call, you know, ascension symptoms. And I wanted to talk about two aspects of that. The first aspect is I want to read a couple sentences from a reading that I had done for a lady. She was having health problems and she wanted to know the cure. And there was two sentences from the reading that I thought was particularly significant. And I just wanted to take a minute before we become involved in callers and so forth and just read this because I think it really applies to all of us. And what came from this lady's records through the cherubim was, the body in particular is a complex organism, and different parts are integrated together, and it takes the optimal cooperation among these systems to bring forth general health. The components are digestion, assimilation, elimination, right thinking, and by this we mean a base of joy in which the individual has the faith and confidence that the universe is a perfect place, providing everything that is needed. One must come from an overview of abundance in spirit, knowing that all will be provided, including health.
Mm.
I thought that was so beautiful.
I love it. I love it.
Yes, and put in a way that I think really sums the whole thing up for health.
It's kind of interesting how we see each thing within our bodies as separate, when in reality they know exactly how to interact with each other,
mm-hmm.
in order to become a whole. You know, so it works within each one, cell can work within each other to become a whole.
And I thought was particularly beautiful was the last part, how they described right thinking. A base of joy in which the individual has the faith and confidence that the universe is a perfect place,
right.
providing everything that is needed. And that's including health. So I thought that was a rather significant statement, and I just wanted to share it with our listeners because, you know, sometimes we forget. We focus on one particular aspect which we consider a health issue, not realizing or thinking that they're all integrated with one another. So for those who are listening, callers, you can call in our toll-free number at 877-876-5227. And if you're from Canada, 888-815-9756. The second point that I want to discuss was some of the symptoms that we have, what we call ascension symptoms, Caroline, because in my own... I'm calling you Caroline. Excuse me, sir.
That's all right.
Cancel that.
I don't mind being called Caroline.
It just slipped out. I'm sorry.
She'll get a chuckle out of that one. She will.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell her tomorrow.
You'll tell her tomorrow? She was here working in through the spirit, huh?
Yeah. That sounds like her.
And so I feel like we have been, at least this is from my own experience, that we have been working in two aspects. It seems like the energies came, we worked through the first aspect where the soul was moving up through the dimensions and we had certain symptoms that we were experiencing, and then the body started to catch up with that, and the body now is working through its own set of circumstances and symptoms, And I kind of wanted to touch a little bit on this, Charlene, because it seems like we've been going through a long period of suffering. So before I go to that and discuss these two aspects, have you found that the people who are coming to you with health issues and readings are discussing a certain aspect of what they're working through? And before we get to that, we did have a caller, Charlene, if we can just stop that for a moment and see what the issue with them is. And your name, please.
Dominic from London.
Yes, Dominic.
I'm phoning up to say, the last time I phoned in, you cleared a blockage, and that one worked very well.
It's worked. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. It was quite an amazing, really, experience. And my creativity has improved as well, so I'm getting lots of ideas, and it's improved that connection brilliantly. But I think I've got so many blockages around me.
What do you have around you, Dominic? So many what?
Blockages.
Blockages.
It's like, got rid of one, and then it's just all others still that I'm realizing are there.
Dominic, you know how you see a little child? I suppose they do this in England. They play in a bathtub with all of their little bathtub toys.
Yeah.
And they take a toy out of the bathtub, and then there's a whole bunch of ones that were on the bottom now pop up to the surface. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I sort of think of this clearing somewhat like this. We have a problem that we clear, and as that moves off, the other little toys come up from the bottom of the bathtub, and now we're dealing with that. And I suspect that that's what's happening to you, because it's happening with a lot of us. This is all in a process of clearing. So what, Charlene, do you remember when Dominic was on last and he had a blockage with the throat that you cleared for him? It sounds like perhaps you don't recall, but...
Yeah, was it last week?
Well, yeah, I thought it was. Wasn't it, Dominic?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
It was.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Very
and
briefly
so,
done at the end of the program.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
What is the next blockage that you want Charlene to work with?
Okay. What it feels like, there's something kind of buried in the back of my neck, and it's affecting my ability to talk. It feels it ought to be the core of me, but it's kind of sending in fear into it. Like a lethal argument.
Charlene, are you seeing a past lifetime around this? I'm having an impression of one myself.
Yeah.
What are you seeing?
Well, it looks like, might as well say it, sounds like a hanging.
Exactly. That was exactly what I was seeing.
It's a hanging.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, but let's go in and get rid of it.
Certainly.
Oh. We'll go in and have God take care of it, okay?
Oh, God. I've been in agony with this for a good number of years.
Okay, let's do that. Just a minute.
I want to cry.
Yes, these healing episodes are quite therapeutic. And, Dominic, this is sort of brings in what I was talking about earlier, the different stages of what we are clearing. We're clearing emotional issues, and I do believe that had to do with the soul. And then the soul moves up through some dimensions, and then the body has to catch up with it. And then the body has to clear those issues that surrounded the physical. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. When you spoke, I saw the noose also. And now this has to do with that physical aspect. And as I see it, Dominic, what it says, the message that it gives to me is that now your body is starting to move up in the dimensions vibrationally to catch up with your soul. That's how I see the picture. And so as it does this, then these physical issues in the past are coming up to be cleared.
Okay, tell me, how is your neck feeling right there?
There's still a blockage around the jaw area, also I could feel a kind of wonderful kind of buzzing and energy buzzing around the neck, but it's still the grip around the throat and the base of the jaw.
Okay, what he did was change the memory in the cells that were still there. And then he takes it and does a command that they go back to the stem cell fetal memory, but also the adamantine particles have a memory in those cells, and so they have to be commanded to go back to the God intelligence. And so that's what he just did for that in that past life. But you also have one that we have to go in and release, and it's in your DNA. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we'll go in and do the DNA.
Is this remarkable or what, Dominic?
It's beautiful to hear.
It is. I am just astounded by all this, as I'm sure those who call in and have these blockages released are astounded by it also.
Yes, it's been very puzzling over the good many years of what is this thing happening. It's like it's an invisible feeling of agony. That
yeah.
I always feeling agonizing pain, but it's not actually there. And it's
yeah,
really
now's the time to release all of those past agonies, Dominic. And I believe this happens because on the spiritual planes, there isn't time as we see it. There's not a past, present, and future. It's all one. And this is why we are working in this other plane, why it's necessary to remove these, because it's part of our experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really the past, in a sense. And so these things come up. It comes up and works with us in our present, and it's cleared, and it clears the now, and it clears the past. And I just find this such a remarkably beautiful process that God works with us and allows all of these clearings to occur, because we have a wonderful future,
yeah.
A glorious time that is coming.
Okay, Dominic, tell me how your neck is.
It feels a lot better. Now my jaw is chattering away. I don't understand why that happens either. It's like energy comes through my jaw and my jaw starts chattering away, and I wonder if that might be related to it. But that feels a definite difference, and I suppose there's still some kind. I'm not sure what to say about this. It's like if I'm moving my mouth around, then it starts blocking up around the center of the forehead area.
I kind of lost you when you included the forehead area in there. How does the forehead get connected with the jaw?
I don't know. I think it's probably the idea of pain, but it's like there's still kind of something at the bottom of the jaw or the throat area.
You mean there's pain in the bottom of the jaw and it travels up to the head? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's not actually felt as a pain, but it's the idea. It's so painful and it's being blocked out. But you know, there's a major shift around the neck area.
Okay, what he wants you to do is he wants you to state out loud, "I now willingly release the past."
Say it out loud, Dominic.
Say it out loud.
Okay, can I repeat it again?
I now willingly release the past.
I now willingly release the past.
And then take some deep breaths, because you're hanging on to it. Okay. Now take some deep breaths and blow it out.
There's a difference there, yeah. I kind of, it's because the thing has been there for the last 20 years, or 17 years. I just can't, you know, sort of, how can it be so real that everything's going to change right now? And maybe I'm just holding on to that confusion right now.
Right. Part of it is the cells become adjusted to the memory, and now we're telling it, the cells that they're going to be releasing them, because they've been commanded by God's love for the adamantine particles. We'll go back to the God intelligence. See, and they're being commanded that they must do that now. So you've got to let them relax and blow out and willingly release it. By stating it out loud, you've made a statement to yourselves. Okay? Now, do it again.
Could you repeat the words?
And then blow out.
I could repeat the words because I've forgotten them. I willingly release the power.
Yes, I am free. They are free and I am free. Those that created the issue. You want to free them as well.
Okay? I willingly release the power. They are free and I am free.
Okay. Now breathe out and in. Out and in. Willingly release it. Okay, how's it starting to feel?
I feel it's like I feel much better. I feel much better. I want, it probably is all this kind of, it's going to have to adjust over the week, I suppose.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, Dominic, that it's kind of what Carolyn was saying, that what is happening right now, and sometimes people are making this comment to us, and that is, I thought we were releasing things, and we are, but she was saying it's kind of like we're releasing it, kind of like in the bathtub, but I also see it as sometimes we have all these tentacles that run off from the issue. We're right in a period of time in our ascension of clearing all of that. So, like you said, why is something else popping up? You're going to find that you're clearing more and more and more stuff. Not only did you clear yours, but you cleared your past ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to have theirs cleared. And that was dedicated to them, and also clearing their past life with that cellular memory that you've been carrying. Okay?
Okay.
So there's a lot that was not only done for you, but for your ancestors.
And something that I'd like to add to that, Charlene, you said that so eloquently. The moment when that happened in the past, there was so much trauma around that moment. It's almost like it becomes frozen in a sense.
It does.
It's almost like I see it as something that is becoming frozen in time, if you can understand the meaning of my words. And it that trauma is like locked into that moment, and we have now come to this moment where that trauma now is being unlocked and released. And I see this in the moment as that issue drifting off, because you have commanded it, God has worked with this, and it is so.
And part of it too, is most of the time, once that's released, and it's released from you in the cellular memory, from in that DNA, from past ancestors and yourself, is it won't carry on to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not in that DNA anymore.
Good.
So it doesn't carry, that cellular memory won't be carried on to the next generations afterwards. And that's why when Carolyn was saying going into the ascension, it's true, because those memories won't be in the cells anymore.
Yes, well, I'm wondering, there might be some other issues not related to that hanging episode, that maybe, I'll see if there is any more toys coming up to the surface.
Dominic, I suspect that you'll be calling in the future.
Yeah.
That's okay, because you're one of them that is moving the generations ahead, okay?
Okay. Well, I'll let you go now so somebody else can
okay, thank
in.
You.
Blessings,
thank you much,
Dominic.
Indeed. Love to talk to you. Bye.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Well, that was beautiful, Charlene.
But it's amazing. Most of us feel like it's a personal thing that we're doing, but in reality, we're all one.
Mm-hmm.
And when we clear ourselves, we're clearing others. We're not just clearing it on a personal level. We are, but
mm-hmm.
we're carrying a lot of cell memory for a lot of generations. And the fun thing is that for me to realize that that's not even being carried into the next generations.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to have that in their cellular memory anymore.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, God just pulled it all out.
It's amazing.
It sure is.
I see, at least in my own life, I have seen a dramatic change. As I was mentioning earlier, the clearing that I have been doing up to now has been, it has been the physical, but it has revolved around emotions.
Yes.
And I noticed these things that were being cleared was emotional things, and I view those as issues that were surrounding the soul level. And now as the body is moving up and joining the soul, I'm seeing issues that in the past had found themselves in the physical body while those past individuals were living. I'm wondering if you're seeing some of that with people who are coming to you, Charlene, looking for healing, you know, that call you privately.
Right.
Have you noticed a change?
Yeah, and a lot of people, those that are coming, it's just amazing the progress they're making.
Yes.
That's the thing that's wonderful, is the progress that people are making is just absolutely torrential. You know, just amazing.
Charlene, you didn't hear this, darling, but we've got another caller coming in.
Thank you.
And your name, caller?
This is Allison.
Oh, hi, Allison.
Hi, I'm taking my friend's advice and calling in to you lovely spirits, Caroline and Carolyn.
This is Charlene tonight, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlene.
See, I did the same thing. I started calling her Caroline.
Carolyn started that whole thing.
And
blame it on me.
I blame it on you. Okay, so, and we were discussing the dreams and the intensity and the nightmarish aspects of them, and how consistent it's been since childhood.
Charlene, this has been a recurrent. Is it fair to say, Allison, that this has been a recurring dream since childhood? Is
it
fair?
It's not necessarily a reoccurring dream. It's just...
The issue is the same.
Nightmares are rather consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And this, the intensity, you know, it's just consistent. But as I said, as I was trying to explain the dream, was actually seeing, witnessing someone being killed and actually having someone narrating it. And in the narration, they were saying that this was the most horrific way to die. And I'm watching it and seeing flesh being ripped apart, and I'm waking up hysterical. And, you know, that's just an example of the types of nightmares that I have or I've had since childhood. So you said to me that perhaps it's something that needs cleared.
Yeah, definitely.
Charlene, as she was discussing this, I felt that this was connected to, well, actually more than one past lifetime, but
right.
I think there is one past lifetime that is the pattern.
Well, it's interesting because most of what I'm finding in working with people, never ceases to amaze me that what I'll do is I'll be working with somebody, and after I don't know how many times, all of a sudden, God is showing me that they, between their past life, their cellular memory and their DNA, and what we're working with in this time frame, they have come full circle and cleared it all. And that's been just absolutely a miracle.
Well, let's see what we can do for Allison, Shirley, because I'm really picking up the trauma that she went through in this past lifetime that has set up the pattern. It was very traumatic for her. So
yes, and not only that, but let's go in and have it pulled in that, and then any ancestor, but we'll ask God.
Yeah.
He'll tell us where it is. Okay?
Yeah.
Is your higher source God?
Allison?
Yes.
She was asking you, dear. Okay.
Okay.
Now, is that okay if we go in and let's take care of those nightmares?
Sure.
All right.
I'm not very fond of them, so go.
You're not very fond of them.
Not one of those things you want to watch on a late show, huh?
Well, it's always interesting that one would think that something provoked it, but I don't watch TV. And I don't do
No.
I meant that this was your dream was your personal night show.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
What it is. So let's go in because the trauma, the shock, trauma, and panic, and the fear associated with in those cells are reminding you over and over again that you've got to get rid of them.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, dear. She
let's
did
go
give
in and
permission.
Do it.
Yeah, she gave permission, dear.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.
I'm a going in.
Go in, dear.
Okay.
Yeah, Allison. She had for those people who might be listening to this and are interested in the process. Allison has to give permission for Charlene to work with God in her behalf, and that's why she's very particular about getting permission. So that's all that was. But Allison, we had this conversation earlier that these dreams are recurring because in essence it is an opportunity to clear this from the cells and the DNA. And I bring this up for the audience also in case they are having types of traumatic dreams that seem to be a pattern that come forth. Not necessarily the same dream, but the issue of if it's violence, revolving around violence, or if it's fear, revolving around fear, it is an issue that has to be cleared, and now's the time to do it. So, Allison, I thank you for calling, dear.
Well, I always take good advice.
Well, bless you. What a smart lady you are. Most of us don't take good advice.
Well, someone such as yourself, I pay attention.
Well, Yes, it was like I was reliving these traumatic times that you went through. So, you know, it really does need to be released.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that when you prepare for sleep, you know, I always feel that I place angels and
mm-hmm.
whatnot around me. And so I know that this that keeps coming through is perhaps something that has to come through, you know, rather than something that
right.
can be protected by, you know, that someone can protect you from, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
more or less,
mm-hmm.
you know, a process or something.
Well,
but I'm very, very, you know, it's very upsetting to be woken consistently, you know,
yes.
with a nightmare. So
I want to mention this. I'm sure you're aware of this, Allison, but I want to mention this to the audience that when nightmares occur, that is the back door of the consciousness when an issue needs to be resolved. If we're not resolving it in the front door, so to speak, of our waking consciousness, then it slips in through what the guides call the back door, and it brings in those emotional issues. And it wakes you up
mm-hmm.
so that you know that it is a sign that this needs to be dealt with. Yes, Shirley?
Allison?
Yes?
What is some of your ancestral background? Are you English?
Well, my mother was adopted, but we were told that she was French. My father was English and German.
Okay, there it is. Okay.
What did you find out, Charlene?
Well, it looked to me like what I was seeing was like this royalty But instead of them having the command, you know, usually royalty would govern what was going on. It was like those came in to this castle and did a lot of cruel things to the royal family. And it looked like it looked English to me, is what it looked like.
Hmm.
And that's why I said, is your background English?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It is.
So that's been pulled. All of the trauma that was actually witnessed, it was very severe. They were had to watch it. And that's been pulled. But one of the things that had to be pulled, too, and was that you had to put in there, you set them free. That, when you set them free in the cellular memory, that gives that trauma to God.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't in yourselves anymore.
Mm.
Because God's not got it. And he will make the judgment, and he'll take care of the whole thing. It
okay.
won't be in yourselves anymore.
Good.
And it won't be in any generational coming up for you as well. It was interesting because went in and asked the pineal gland to change it in the DNA for you
mm-hmm.
as well. So that it doesn't come in any memory whatsoever.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, good.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Would like to hear from you and see how it's going, okay? If there's
before,
any residue for it, you call back.
All right, I will. Thank
before
you.
Before you go, Allison, I just want to know if when Charlene was explaining that, if you felt if that had some resonance with you.
In all actuality, you know that I have had a great deal of experience with, you know, part of my whole life is the spiritual journey, so to speak, and having many, many associations with people who are gifted. And I have to say that I've been told that before about the royalty aspects. So that didn't come as a surprise.
Oh, good.
So, well, not that I feel that way, not with my
well,
fuzzy slippers
and
stuff.
One thing I forgot to tell. Oh, I'm sorry.
But,
one thing
yes,
I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
Is that it was hindering your spirit soul connecting you to your life's path.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was cleared, and that was all connected, and you're now grounded to Mother Earth for your life's journey here at this time.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I almost forgot to tell you that.
Well, no, that grounding is good.
Yeah. Now, because that's been kind of putting a hold on, or not a hold, but like you say, you've been working on trying to keep this memory from reoccurring in your life now.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. That's true. That's something that I feel very strongly about, violence and, you know, and also very difficult to witness whatever along the way. You know, any time that's happened in my life, been very difficult. So,
okay.
And also coming in with a clear sense of justice, I'd get on a soapbox and defend anybody anytime.
That's
anybody that was an underdog.
I'm not surprised.
I would
I'm
get
not
out my.
At all.
I would get out my fake sword.
You're the defender, aren't you?
Yeah. So I can relate to that absolutely.
Okay.
So I'm kind of looking forward to some more peaceful, nice sleep. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Now keep in mind, Allison, that has been cleared. It doesn't mean that there might not be another lifetime that comes up that needs to be cleared. So, you know, if you have another issue, call us back.
Oh, I'm sure I've got a stack of them.
Oh, well, huh?
Sort of like a pocket full of coins, huh?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, it doesn't, you know, it makes you stronger. But anyhow, thank you,
indeed.
Ladies. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right, y'all have a great night. All right, bye.
Oh, Charlene, it's just amazing all the history that we have witnessed through the centuries, isn't it?
Yeah. because it was kind of interesting to see these stone buildings. And at first I thought maybe it was the other way around, but then I saw them, other people going towards the building, which meant that they were going towards the royalty, those that were of a higher statue. And, of course, in England you have your different stations. I, you know, I'm not that familiar with how they state it, but...
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they
well,
were
there was a great deal of trauma around it. That's what I was
picking up.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
it was terrible. But
yeah.
I didn't want to go into all that. We don't want to do that.
No, we don't. But the only reason that I mention that is that we are all at some point in one of our lifetimes, because we have had so many lifetimes on Earth, that the chances are you would have been involved in some historic event
right.
that needs to be cleared.
Well,
and we have
it,
another caller, and
oh,
your
okay.
name, please.
My name's Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm calling because I'm wondering if I have any blockages from my past lives that are holding me back. This year was kind of a difficult year, and I'm trying to clear things up and look forward to a new year and a new beginning for me.
Boy, it's, you know, this is a song we're all singing right now. Physically, Jim, has there been some issue in the physical body that you're dealing with?
Yeah. It's been a neck shoulder pain in the left side of my left side of my shoulder, and it seems to come on with stress or so on, but I feel it had something to do with my last past life, being a German soldier. I think somebody literally stabbed me in the back or something.
So somebody's giving you a pain in your neck, huh?
Yeah. Well, the past life has given me a pain in my neck.
Who's giving you a pain in your neck?
Darlene, can we do something for Jim?
Let's see what we can do, Jim. What is your relationship, female relationship? Pretty positive?
My what relationships again?
Your female relationship.
Right now, I'm divorced and single right now, but overall, they were generally positive.
Pretty positive, okay. All right. We'll go in there, and who's your higher source?
God, I guess.
Okay. All right, let's go in and see what we can do with that, okay? Just a minute.
Well, while Charlene is doing that, Jim, I have a question. You were talking about being a German soldier in your last lifetime. Is this something that you remember, or is this something that someone has told you?
All of the above. I remember as a small kid being fascinated with this book that, of a German soldier being on the cover, and I spent a year in Germany, and I had kind of some connections there a few years ago. And
Excuse me, Jim. She's come back to ask you a question, and then you can finish. Charlene?
Yes, I need to ask permission. He asked me to ask you permission to release rejection and abandonment.
Yes, you have my permission.
Okay, thank you.
Now, you were talking about this book with a German soldier on it?
Yeah, it was just as a little kid, I remember always looking at it and being fascinated with the German, like, military and so on. And then I lived in Germany for a year and connected very well. And I did have a past life, I was hypnotized and I went back into a past life and sort of saw, like,
was
an
this
important...
the Second World War?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the sense it was the Second World War when you were talking about that.
Yeah, and I think so this lifetime I'm kind of like done with war and all that.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm kind of into peace and supporting like nonviolence and so fed up with the war and supporting Ron Paul.
I also sense there was a great deal of grieving over the fatherland, losing the nobility, the glory of the fatherland, taking a wrong path. I think you grieved over that. Does that have a resonance with you too?
Grieving over what now?
Well, the fatherland, which was Germany during that lifetime, the loss of going through all of that war process, the loss of the nobility of, well, you were saying peace, but, you know, the way the people lived, the war took all of that through a completely different path. So, yes, you had, as I see it, a repugnance for war, but it was, you saw it on so many other levels. You saw it as what it did to the country, to the history, to the roots.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would be turned off by all of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jim. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling just the same. A little nervous talking on the phone, but I feel relaxed though.
Do you?
Yeah.
What he did was. Your color spectrums were out. In other words, there's 365 color sources, spectrums, in our body, in our energy field there. And yours were not incorporated, not all of them. So what he did was go in and reestablish and make them into the color spectrum that they're supposed to be. Also put all of the music tone nations in your body.
Explain to him what that means, Shirley.
Well, see, every one of us, we resonate with a certain vibrational frequency. Everything within our body resonates at a vibrational frequency. A lot of that is when we have music, that also is resonated within our body system. When that is out of balance, we feel out of balance. So sometimes the kind of music that we listen to will not be conducive to the vibrational frequency of for which we need to vibrate at. And sometimes that can be so out of tonation, that God will reestablish that in the God frequency.
Yes,
and that's kind of what he did with you.
Yes, because I've been listening to this solo guitarist called Scott Huckabee. And he retuned his guitar into the 528 frequency, which is a higher healing frequency, and that just makes me feel so good.
Okay.
So.
Most of us don't realize that everything that we speak, everything we feel, and everything that we think, feel, and speak has a vibrational frequency, which becomes who we really are. He also balanced your meridians, okay?
Okay.
So that's what you were saying. You were feeling more relaxed because those have all been put in your body so that you're going to feel much, much better.
Okay.
How about your shoulder, Jim?
I want to know about your shoulder.
I just feel literally more in tuned or something. Like my posture is better and I just feel... like some weight has been taken off my shoulders. So
well, basically it was. And what he did was reestablish unconditional love in your heart chakra so that you will feel nurtured, cared for, and loved. And you'll feel more of a sense of... I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you'll find that if, say, for instance, you're walking in the mall, or someplace at work and people are smiling at you and you don't know why they're smiling at you, it's because they're seeing your energy field. Because right now it's vibrating much higher.
Okay.
That with your shoulder, it was in there from past life for being feeling abandoned and rejected and left it alone. And so it pulled all that out.
Oh, that's so...
Okay.
That was so great of you. I so appreciate this, and have a great holiday, everyone, and
well,
thanks for your time.
Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you, I will.
Okay, thanks.
Good night, all. Thank you.
Good night, Jim. Charlene, how about giving people your telephone number in case they want to call and make a private appointment for a healing?
Okay. 801-944-9673. 9346.
And for people who might want a reading from the Universal Akashic Records, this is your personal records that the cherubim hold, that the records began when your soul was created and holds all the information from then until now. And you can go to my website at www.carolynevers.com and order a reading at, with your particular questions. I get a lot of questions that have to do with mission, could be a health question, perhaps who you are, where are you heading, things like what can you do for the good of humanity. I get a myriad of questions. A lot of them have to do around mission. So, Charlene, this has been very interesting tonight, and we do have time for another caller if someone who is listening to our voice wants to call in for a healing. Our phone number here is 877-876-5227, and our Canadian friends can call in at 888-815-7750. So, Charlene, can you believe we're three-quarters through the show?
Already. Gosh, it goes fast.
We have another caller, and oh. Your name, please.
My name is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, I'm having a very, very hard time for the past year getting over the feelings I have for a man that I met when we were both 17, and I had different...
Let me just hold you, because I didn't understand the first part. You've had a difficult time...
Time for the past year.
Yes.
Getting over feelings for a man that I met when I was 17. I met him a few times when I was younger, for 10 years.
Okay, so
and
you met a man earlier, and is it fair
I met
to say
a man earlier, and
you fell in love with him?
Excuse me?
Did you fall in love with him?
I didn't fall in love with him. He was in love with me. Now I'm in love with him, and he's not available. And so I've been told that we knew each other before we had Earth life. And I've been, and he's become very successful. And I'm not successful right now. I'm having a very, very hard time going through my Saturn return.
Okay, we've
and
got two issues here, Sue. The one issue is it sounds to me like you want to somehow release these feelings that you have for someone that's unavailable. And the second thing is you have an issue with prosperity at this point. Is that a fair statement?
Well, I didn't say that, but that happens to be true.
Yeah, I could tell from the words you were using. The reason I'm trying to wrap this up and get it succinctly said is because we don't have much time, and I want to
get Charlene. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, Charlene?
Okay, let's go.
We'll
go in. So which is the most important issue for you?
The thing about the man.
The man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to be able to get over him and get on with my life. It's somebody that had very strong feelings for me for a very long time, and I didn't give much thought to him. And now I'm giving a lot of concentrated thought to him, and I want to give up that thought.
Okay.
And I had a reading that I knew him before our life.
Okay. Okay. That's what you want. Okay.
Yeah, better work
Let's
on that.
Let's do that.
And, Sue, you could do one of two things. You can either call back next week with a second issue, or you could call Charlene privately or
mm-hmm.
order a reading from me, whichever you choose to do.
Sure.
I wasn't trying to rush you, but we're up here.
I understand.
And, you know, when the time clicks over, we have to leave.
mm-hmm, that's okay. I just might call back. You know,
But we'll work on something here.
Yeah.
And I also would say, Sue, that during the holiday season, these kind of issues seem to be even more painful for people because
mm-hmm.
everyone looks happy and you see all these ads for, you know, buying things for your loved one and so forth. And it's a difficult time for people
mm-hmm.
on many levels.
Okay, part of it is you're having a tough time letting go of the grief and the regret.
Yes.
That's what I was told. Okay?
Yes, so, I agree.
Okay, so we'll go in and release the... It's a grief that you didn't see it at the time and you're regretting it. Is that correct?
Yes, this is exactly it.
Okay,
yes.
Let me go in and he'll do that for you just now.
Oh, it to me, it is just so amazing to be able to have this kind of work done today. I don't think another time in history we were able to do such things, but then we didn't know about the quantum field. The quantum field is God's field, and this is what Charlene is working in right now. That's why she doesn't hear us as we speak.
Do you have any contact with him at all?
I have a way of contacting him, but I haven't contacted him recently. I did a lot with him, and
well, there's still a cord attached.
Yes, I understand that.
If you would like, we need to disconnect the cord.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you understand cords, too?
Yes. I know. Mm-hmm. I should be willing to disconnect this cord.
Yeah. Yeah, these are attachments between people. They can be positive or they could be negative. And
I understand right now it's a negative cord.
And the energy, that's one reason why cords, if they are negative, have to be disconnected because
okay,
the energy still flows through. I'm sorry, Charlene.
Let's see how that works for you. Because you still had a cord attached to you. His energy cord.
So is it coming from him or me or both of us?
Oh, both of you. Because you had a pretty strong connection for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting that I'm finding a lot of times when... you have a relationship. You have the cord has not been disconnected. He comes in with ownership, and so there's still that ownership and that connection that has to be severed.
So have we severed that, or do we need more work on that?
We did some of it. Now what I want you to do is to see how it goes, and if you have to, you have to call me. And we have to do more work on it.
Okay, I will.
And then you have the other issue with prosperity.
Yeah.
But that's been going on for a long time, yeah.
Sue, on my website at carolynevers.com, there are some CDs of past conference calls that we've done. And there is one that Archangel Michael worked with us on bringing forth abundance into our life and you might want to purchase that. It's available on my website under CDs. And it's a beautiful meditation in bringing manifestation of abundance into our life and other forms of manifestation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just a thought, dear. Call us next week if you choose.
Okay, thank you. I'll work on that. So what have you done? We've broken the cords?
Broken the cords.
Yes.
We've broken them for now.
Part of it is sometimes with that individual, you might want to call and ask me about it, okay?
Call and ask you about it personally or online?
Yeah, personally.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'll talk to you a little bit more about it rather than
okay, I appreciate that, okay.
Because it sounded like
when should I call you?
Yeah, it sounded like it was personal, so I didn't want to discuss it on the phone.
No, when should I call
you? We're right
you?
Up here to the minute, dear. We do have to go.
Okay, my telephone number is 801-944-9346.
Mm-hmm. And when should I call you?
Goodbye. Goodbye, Sue. We really have to go, dear.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Talk to you next week.
Yes.
Love you.
Bye.